This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. It appears that it is finally over. President Donald Trump endorsed a three-week spending bill Friday that ends the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
After insisting for weeks the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks,
giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown does not have any wall money, and Democrats say the president gave in to their demand that the government reopen with no conditions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president says if that one doesn't have money for a wall, he'll declare a national emergency and build it. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Later Friday, the House and Senate agreed to fund most government agencies until mid-February and find a solution for the border security issue. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Just hours after President Trump agreed to the deal to end the government shutdown, the Senate approved the plan and then the House.
Without objection, the Senate amendment is agreed to.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked if they can meet the three-week deadline to come up with a border security plan, with the president still demanding a wall.
Democrats are committed to border security, and we think we have some better ideas about how to do so.
The breakthrough came after federal workers missed another paycheck and air travel around the country was disrupted. House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer.
We should never repeat this exercise of shutting down government again.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Then late Friday, President Donald Trump signed the bill at the White House, officially ending the government shutdown after 35 days. This is VOA News.